continuing in tefillah, we're in the middle of Alaikai, Neshamash and Asatabi Tahirihi. We are thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for placing a neshama within us, a neshama that's pure. We started going a little through Rav Shimon Schwab on this bracha of Alaikai Neshama. He says, we continue, V'aymim dalad l'shaynais neshama shenasata bi ata varasa ata yitzarta ata nefachta. The four l'shaynais, shenasata, varasa, yitzarta, nefachta. Keneged dalad ha'ilamas shesparis ganu. The four ilamas, which we already discussed earlier. That's connected to four ilamas. Neshama shenasata bi tahirihi is connected olam hatzilus. Shakadosh Baruch Hu tahar bli shum pegam chas shalom. Ukaviyachol haneshama hi meatzmus eizbarach. The neshama is kaviyachol directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The same way the Rebbeinu Shalom has no pegam, there's nothing missing. It's 100% tahar. So too is the neshama. Ve'inyin zeh gevoya al gevoya mishul asog atzleinu. It's way above us. It's a inyan. It's a way, way above us. Ve'zeh bi'ap pasuk in kedoshim. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem. Asher kol haloymed nitame ezen esin es tam hili es kadosh nesha kadosh baruch hu kadosh. Chitzricham liya es kol yochel kamosh kadosh baruch hu takabal yecholus. What sheiches? He says we should be kadosh. Kedoshim tiyu. Why? He kadosh and Yeshem, because I the Rebbeinu Shalom kadosh, as if like there's a comparison. You know, you're doing something, so I'm going to do something. We can compare ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shalom because the Rebbeinu Shalom is kadosh, so of course we should be kadosh. The comparison doesn't seem to be there. We have no shayches to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have no shayches to understanding to being kadosh like the Rebbeinu Shalom. So what does it mean? Ela shakavon ala neshama hakadosha shehi kavi yachob b'chinas atzmus eizbarach. When we said in we just learned parashas kedoshim, kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem last week. What's our comparison? He says it's because we have within us a piece of the Rebbeinu Shalom kaviyachol. The neshama is kaviyachol a part of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We are not kaddish. We have no shaykhs to being kaddish. Our goof. We're not kaddish. We try. We have to try. But a comparison of kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shalom to us is no shaykhs. So what does it mean ki kaddish ani Hashem? Zakhtav Shimon Schwab. Because just like the Rebbeinu Shalom is 100% kaddish, he gave us a tremendous matana called the neshama. And the neshama is 100% pure, just like the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the kedoshim tiyu is going on the kadosh, that we should make ourselves kadosh is the neshama. That's our connection. That's our shaykhis. Ourselves, we really inherently don't, but the neshama that Rebbeinu Shalom gave us, there is a connection. Ata varasa, the next of the lashonis, keneged olam habriya. Shanashama yam kem briyas yesh mayin. The neshama is a briya yesh mayin, something from nothing. Ata yitzarta, keneged olam hayitzir. Shetikanta demusa, that he prepared his misakine demus v'tzurasa and a shape hamiyuchedes leave ein l'shamadam chelikba. Ata nafachtabi b'hai alma keneged olam asiya. The Rebbeinu Shalom breathed in the neshama within us. That's b'hai alma keneged olam asiya, the actual asiya. Shayoda through the Rebbeinu Shalom anichai miskayim. Goes a little bit further. Va'ata mishamro b'kirbi. We say a little bit further after, we say, you, Mishamar Bikirbi, safeguarded it within me. Shalai Teitse Migufi al Achayos Estira Lechomer Haneshomer Shali Va'at Mishamar Lechomer Hagashmi, I'm sorry, Lechomer Hagashmi Shali Va'at Mishamar Achibur. We've discussed this, you said already, that technically we have a guf and a shama. It's like ice and water, it's like water and fire. They shouldn't go together. They contradict each other. The neshama is kol kulei kedusha, and the guf is kol kulei chomer. It's not. The Rebbeinu Shalom, technically, the neshama should fly right out of us. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shalom should blows it in, should fly right out. So we not only thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for breathing it into us, we say, v'atam neshama bekirbi, and you safeguard it within me to keep it there. Because otherwise it wouldn't stay there. Da'ata asid litla mimeni, kishiyala b'tzayn chala hafrid ha'chibur, ala inima asati b'shom ha'shabadu, she'ata asid gam ha'chibur l'asid. He says this, We say it in the same breath practically. Va'ata osed litla mimeni. And you will eventually, you the Rebbeinu Shalom will eventually take it from me. After 120, person is no longer alive, the neshama is taken from him. So I'm not worried. You know why? Because I'm mostly going to get it back. So you're right. I'm going to die after 120, person's going to die, and the person's going to take his neshama. But a person believes in Tchias HaMeisim. And you believe in Tchias HaMeisim, you're going to get it back, so it'll be a temporary. Temporarily you lose it. All the time that the neshama is within me, every second of every day that I wake up in the morning, I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom that he has neshama in me. I thank the Rebbeinu Shalom on the Torah of Umaran, Rav Shamshon, Ful Hershey, Chatzalik Levacha, I'm Pirushoi, Pirish Tevas Moida, Meloshin Hoida. I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom, not acknowledging it, but I'm thanking him. I owe him. I owe the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kalayman, he might have a pair molly. He writes, Belosh in English, acknowledge. I'm acknowledging with a complete mouth, with pair molly, saying it out 100%. The ain't any mile, mashum dar, any master, mashum soid. Not hiding anything. Rakan even gala kolo emes. But Moida, what is Moida? Moira gamel inyan shvach vaydos. Two things. Moida ani lefanech, I'm acknowledging that I realize that it's not mine. And it's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Moida, Moira gamel inyan shvach vaydos. Rebbein kol amasim. Migada vat katan kan boilam hasiya. Rebbein kol amasim. Rebbein Shalom is the master of all works. From Migada, from the greatest thing in the Bria till the smallest. Adoin kol anashama. Sha'ata adoin haprati. The Rebbeinu Shalom is on every single prat. And the bracha ends. Baruch atah Hashem, hamachs neshama mesuper meisim. We say, bless Baruch atah Hashem, hamachsir, who returns neshamais lefkar meisim, to the carcasses of the meisim, of the dead, the bodies, the carcasses. When a person says that kind of neshama, he has to be thinking that I believe in Tchias HaMeisim. When every night I go to sleep and my neshama leaves me and I come back, that's a little taste of Tchias HaMeisim. He's sleeping and he's alive. By the neshama leaving us, it strengthens the body. That sleep is 1/60th of death. So that's what he's saying when we end off. We acknowledge and we understand Tchias HaMeisim, that we believe in Tchias HaMeisim. He says is that when the neshama leaving is good for us, but that strengthens the body. The point of the strengthening the body is avoid this Hashem. But it's interesting, as I'm reading it again, and I'm saying it, I'm thinking that why is it that the neshama has to leave for the guf to get stronger, right? Person, he goes without sleep for too long, his body can't function. And then when he goes to sleep, he gets enough sleep, he's all awakened and refreshed. Because the two don't connect. The neshama, which is pure ruchnias, pure tahira, goes into the guf of chomer. The strength of the body is inherently something that's chomerious. It's not kedusha, and therefore, when the neshama is there, it can't get strong. It only gets strong when the neshama is not there, because now there's no tahira, there's no kedusha here, and it can become strong. When we have the opportunity, when we get the neshama back in the morning, we have to take that strength and use it for good. It's inherently chumrius, it's inherently not kedusha. But what the goal is to take out neshama and overpower the chumrius, and now use that power, that strength, that koyach that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us, and use it for ruchnius. we're discussing Haidor and thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom and acknowledging to the Rebbeinu Shalom that we have a neshama, that we got a neshama, that we have life in the Rebbeinu Shalom. We say it in the morning, it's all you have to say when we wake up. It was a Shaila. There was someone who, Leilenu, was. He found out that he had a terrible machla. And he was going to start treatments. And he said, you know what? If the Rebbeinu Shalom makes it that I'm going to come out of this and I'm going to have a refuah shleima, I pledge X amount of dollars to X amount of maisis, I'm going to give to the maisis. A large amount of money. He started his treatments and he went to his Rav and he said, listen, I thought about it. I pledged that if the Rebbeinu Shalom makes it that I have a refuah shleima, I'm going to give X amount of dollars to X amount of maisis. And I was thinking, maybe I could use this chusim. Instead of giving the money later, I made a nether commitment. I have a responsibility. I can't just say it. Instead of giving it later, let's assume the amount was $1 million. Just for, I don't know the amount, but let's assume it was $1 million. So instead of giving $1 million after I have a refuah shleima, I hope I will, let me give $1 million right now. It should be as a chus that I should take out a refuah shleima. What was the shayla? The shayla was, but I'm going to give it now. I'm not going to give it later again. I'm not giving $2 million. I'm not giving now $1 million for this chus. I'm giving $1 million after for work. I'm giving $1 million now. If he hopefully he has a refuah shleima, so he gave his $1 million already. And the psak was no good. You want to give it now because then they hate give it now, but you still have this chayvus after. What's the yisay? What's the pshat? Many of the mefarshim explain this yisoid. It's like a carbon toida. When we give a carbon toida, we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we acknowledge and we thank, like what we're learning from Rav Shimon Shuav here. And Rav Shimon Shuav Taka says in Chumash Shosa, he says this yisoid. He says like this. He says, "B'Yakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu told the Rebbeinu Shalom, if you make me rich, I'll give you a tenth." If you make me rich, I'll give you a tenth. That's beautiful. Now, listen here. If you give me $1 million, now I'm going to give you $100,000. You give me $1 million, I'll give you $800,000. What's the godless? What is Yaakov Avinu telling the Rebbeinu Shalom? It's a good deal. The yisoid is that a person can start, let's say, a business venture. And he starts off in business and he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, please help me. God, please help me. Please help me. How is it going to work? There's so much competition. I don't know if the product's going to work. And you daven, and all of a sudden the product takes off, and you have a mazel, and you had business acumen, and you made all the right moves, and you went to the right people, and you made the right sales, and bang, you're a multimillionaire. All of a sudden, you forget that you daven. You could say it, yeah, Baruch Hashem. People say the words Hashem, which is important to say as well, but you start to think, God might have helped me, but I made that really smart deal. I stayed away from that guy. I went and I hustled that guy out and I got it cheaper, and that's why I'm not here. And you start to believe on some level, some people more than some level, some people on great levels, other people on a small level, that you were really instrumental in making yourself rich. The yisoid of the Haidah is that after Achar Kol, that you have to say is again, you can't get confused and say it was nature, it happened by itself, it happened because I'm smart, it happened because of God. You have to give it again after to acknowledge that. Yaakov Avinu was saying is, you're going to give me $1 million. I'm going to remember after I get $1 million. Now, before, remember, but after I get $1 million, I'm going to remember. I'm going to give $100,000 to you, because that's just going to be acknowledging that I understand that the whole $1 million came from you. The person was given the psak halacha that no, you're not yotzi giving money now, because now you're still in the stage of davening to the Rebbeinu Shalom. What happens if this person were to get better, and then he would sit there and he wouldn't necessarily believe 100% came from Hashem? He'd start thinking, he went to the right doctors, he went to the right hospital, nature, maybe it was inherently something that was quote unquote beatable, this machle, it wasn't the worst type. You begin to start factoring other things in and not straight the Rebbeinu Shalom. And And that's why you get a psak halacha was that no, you have to give it after. We wake up in the morning, we say like Kai Neshamash and Asata Bitoherihi. We have to remember that it's all from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We come again, it says, then we end off, we say, Hamach Neshamas of Gar Mason. You're going to return to me. What are you going to return to me? You're going to return to me. That's Tchias Mason, but I have nothing here. I'm coming, I'm going, you're gonna take it from God to us. There's a story, the guy says, God, if I win the lottery, you know, I give you half, you know, just let's do it. You know, he goes, he buys the lottery ticket, he wins, God, I forget it, I didn't need you, I got one of myself. Yeah, once he won it himself. I mean, this wasn't the ticket God was part of. I mean, he didn't need God, you know. This is the insight that we have to wake up in the morning to start off. Without that, I don't have life. You keep it within me. I don't have life without the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is the insight of this bracha. It says in the Pri Chodesh. It's a bracha of thanks. He said, that's why we don't, bracha zu in the pesachas b'baruch. Why don't we start off with a baruch? Because a birchas haidah, birchas haidah doesn't have to have start with a baruch. It says in the Shlok Kodesh. Elikai neshama mekarev mesechtes brachas. The mekar of this bracha is brought down in the Gemara and brachas. Now, I mean, hasam ki misak hashem is ar mishnasay. When you wake up immediately, now we have we say elikai neshama and the part of the say the davening. But the Gemara says when you wake up, you say elikai neshama shenasata bi tahira ati yitzarta bi ati nafachti bi ati mshami kiri erbayin kalay lamim. Because of Bal Kitzur Ashlah, Mashaimim Eil Gimel Hashem is Ata Barosa, Ata Yitzarta and Nefachta, Behin Loshen Echad. What's the difference between Barosa, Yitzarta and Nefachta? We, Rishim and Schwab said that we had the full Hashemis over here. Bishvil Sheikir Shema is Shal Neshama Heim Shlesha. There are three main names of the Neshama. What are they? Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Nun Reish, Nun Niran, Nefesh Ruach Neshama. There's also something called Chai Yechida, but those are not the Iker. Those are higher levels. Uknegd and Amr Shleisha L'Shoinis. And now, because we're Taisim Sech Tzpsachim, Tav Kovdal and Beis, Nishim Hachi Yine Pesechas, but Baruch Tzvila Sech Kain Hashem, Vish Yine Brocha. El Shvach, V'Tfila Ba'alma. Why isn't there a Baruch? And it said, Kain Hashem, why is it called for the Baruch? Because it's not a Brocha that we're thinking of. It's a Shvach, Of telling the Baruch Shalom gave it a tefillah ba'alma, and it's a tefillah. We're damning to the Baruch Shalom, and the Mashor Shalom gar shvach utehillah. And the Mashor says the same thing. The Rajba says, when we wake up from the night's sleep, it is as if we've been created anew. Namish his chachos. We have to thank the Baruch Shalom for creating us for his glory, to serve him and to make brachas in his name. And that's what the entire principle, with this understanding, the Chachamim Masakin, they instituted all the brachas that we say each morning. And the Vilna Gaon says as well, this bracha is to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us a neshama. Asher Yotzar pertains to the, like we explained, Asher Yotzar has specifically to do with the guf, and Elikai Neshama is thanking the Rebbeinu Shloim for the Neshama. Masho says, we commonly call the Neshama, what we call the Neshama is made up of five parts. We just said before, there's Nefesh Ruach Neshama, and then there's Chai Yechida, the two higher ones. Out of Arasa, you created the Nefesh, which represents the Nefesh, one part of the Neshama, which is the blood. Nefesh refers to the blood, as it says in Dvarim, the blood is the Nefesh, the Torah says, Vayivra Likim Es Adam, and Hashem created man, referring to the blood. After Yitzarta is the Ruach, and it says in the Pasuk, Vayetzer Ruach Adam Bekirbo, in the Pasuk in Zechariah. After Nefachtabi, you breathe into me the Neshama, as it says in the Bereishis, Vayipach Pa'apav Nishmas Chayim. And he breathed into his nostrils a living Neshama, a living soul. The Eis Yosef says that this bracha is meramis to the seven qualities of the neshama. Tahiri, it is pure, it's from the Shemayim, it's carved out from the Mekor HaChayim. It's carved out from the Kisei HaKovel, from the Mekor HaChayim. The Gemara in Bracha says, as just as the Rabbanu Shalom is pure, so too the Neshama is pure. Ata Barasa, you created it during the 6 days of creation. Ata Yotzarta, you fashioned it to be B'Tzelem Elikim. We know that a person was created in the B'Tzelem Elikim, in Hashem's image. You breathed it into me while I was still up. You say a person is still in his mother's womb, he breathed it into him. A person is already alive, the neshama is there. We explained the neshama, the Gemara needed told us the neshama is on top, the life, but the neshama is there already. And you preserved it inside me. For once the neshama comes into the ear of the world and needs Hashem's constant help and protection, just as he sustains all life. And in the future you will take it from me. It lives on after the neshama lives after the body dies. That's the point of after us a little minute, you're going to take the neshama away because the neshama is still alive. The guf is dead. Ulahazir be the asid lava, and you're going to restore it within me in the future to come when there's going to be, as we said before, there's going to be tchias hameisim, and at that point you can return to me. The Shlach Kodesh says, it's very interesting. If we medayik in the words, it says like this: Va'ata mishamra bikirbi, and you safeguarded it within me. Va'ata osed litla mimeni, and you will eventually take it from me. And then we say, Ula hazir bila osed lavoi, and you're going to return it to me. Calls man shanashama bikirbi. So we have again mishamra bikirbi within me, mulahzira bi to me. You're going to return it to me. Calls man shanashama bikirbi within me. What's the difference between bikirbi within me and bi to me? What's the difference? So the Shlach Kodesh explains. He says like this. You should know Tevas B, Yoiser Ruchni Tevas Bikirbi. The word B represents more Ruchnius than Bikirbi. Kimoi B Nishbati Num Hashem, Ki B Hiva Atmi. Aba Bikirbi Hulashan Kurva Baalma. It does not refer to the same logic, the same type of Ruchnius. But rather, it's a lower level. It's close. It means bikirbi. It means you're close, kurva. You're close, but you're not. Bi means mamish, but within me. Meaning, also like him as Adam Yashar, you guys, gam kein zoch v'dach. When Hashem created man, they should be straight and pure. So saying this arba aleph, question this arba aleph. Umizdama haguf mitzas anashama al kein amar nasati bi. Barasa B, Atarti B, Nafati B. You're saying hi, the shyness of Kedusha, of the place in the Shama Mamish within me. Aval Achar, Shekilkal Adam. After man, this is the beginning when we say these the lashonis of genosata bita hayrihi ata verasa yitzata nefachta b. Those these bees, he says, these bees of yitzata b and nefachta b. What are these? We don't not even have lashon of yitzata b, but what are these bees within me? We're talking about when a person is still in the mother's womb. So then it's mamish part. But once a person comes out into this world, and there's a kilkel ha'odim, and a slavish, a kosmos, or ba'ayim, and as a guf, choymer, ochor, the guf now gets involved. Now there's a guf that can chas shalom do averis, and is in completely kedushas. Ve'oz, ein dreikis, atmi, neshama, le guf. There isn't a complete attachment anymore. Alzeh omar, ba'atam, neshama, bekerbi. That you safeguard it, bekerbi, within me, which means close to me. You know, it can't be mamish in me because the guf is not kedusha. I have to try to elevate it to kedusha, but it's bikirbi. It's near me. V'lasid, and he said, "V'nasa guf chay me'achar." I'll say, "I'm about to try bikirbi." V'lasid shi'ar chadash v'yachse haguf akosnes arba aleph chazav amabi. There are some of ata asid lazira b. We say, "Tell the Rebbeinu Shalom that l'asid lava when he's going to be when Mashiach is going to come at that time when they're going to have tzias hamesim. The level is going to go back to what it was when we were first born." So when we, once we, a person is alive, after neshama b'kibri, now that I'm already out of my mother's womb, and now I'm in this world, the neshama comes, it's near me, b'kibri, it's not within me, it's b'kibri, it's near me, it's not on the same level. But I'm praising shvach to the b'nei neshama, and it's feel to the b'nei neshama. V'ata osed litla meni l'hazira b'lased lavai, l'osed lavai, you're going to return it to this higher level of ruchnias that's going to be mamish within me, and not just in theory within me, not near me, but rather completely within me. It says in the Ein, a tefillah written by Sava Kabbalah. He says he has a same question, Bikiri and B. And he explains, he adds on the Shalach Kodesh. He says the human soul, the neshama, is very different than the soul in animals. The animal soul is of the earth. It says, let the earth bring forth a living creature according to species. Accordingly, the animal soul is created only for earthly matters, and they are its only concern. An animal only concerns itself with earthly matters. By contrast, the man's soul, his neshama, is from Shemayim. It's kakuk, it's carved out, mitachas kisei kevoidai. About the creation of man, we said numerous times, as a result, the sublime and heavenly matters constitute the purpose and concern of man's soul. Unlike animals, man was created for the spiritual, because Hashem made him spiritual by nature. That is, by nature a person is supposed to be spiritual. When the neshama leaves the body, it seeks to return to its source, the place where it was carved out. He said the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama even wanted to, didn't want to go back. All the other neshamas apparently want to go back. In order to concern itself only with the, it wants to only have, the neshama wants to only be connected to the neshamayim, to the heavenly and the kedusha, as it did before it joined the body. Such return is possible. However, how could the neshama go back? Mitachas kisei hakavod? Only if during a person's lifetime he does not damage his neshama and cause separation between the Rebbeinu Shalom and himself. This neshama that we got from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Man's pure soul is his essence and true self. It is the purpose of his being. If a person does not avera, the neshama becomes darkened by the physical world's impurity and wants to detach itself from the body to return only with Chiyas HaMeisim. He explains, now that we understand a little bit the difference between man and animal, these ideas explain why the bracha says, neshama shenasati b'tahirihi, the neshama that you place within me is pure. When a man initially receives his neshama, it is the essence of true self. So it will be in the future at the time of Tchias HaMesim. U'lahachzira b'ilas adlavai. And you will restore it within me in the future, like we explained again. The neshama will have its rightful place in the essence and true man. During his lifetime, however, while man's neshama is confined in his guf, it becomes separated from the man himself. The man and his neshama, because of his averis, become two entities. Accordingly, the bracha says, "V'atam neshama b'kimi." You preserve it. You keep it. You safeguard it within, inside me. No longer are they connected. It's not one identity, but simply one next to each other. He's explaining the Shlach Kodesh, in other words, taking it a little bit one step further. That a person's, an Adam's, his true essence is his neshama. That's his true essence. That's what he is. So when he first is born, and B means that is what it is. It's one. There's a neshama and then a guf, and before the guf does any avery, it's one thing. It's one, because that is the essence. By a behemah, as there's a ruach chaim goes in, there's a ruach chaim within a carcass of a behemah. It's two entities. There happens to be a behemah here that's dead, and now the Bereshit makes some life goes into it. So now it's alive. But it's not one entity, it's two entities. But a person's true source, true, his purpose, what he really is really ruchnius. And because the person is really ruchnius, and a person is completely ruchnius haka, and that's what he is, so then he's B. And a person, and like he said, but Chiyas HaMeisim, he's going to return to that once again. Unfortunately, while he's on this world, and we decide the person that has opportunity, he does have avarice, unfortunately, he creates a separation, and at that point, it's not B, it's not one, but rather it's B'kir, B'a separation. Have a good night.